Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Decades after the Vietnam War, I found myself in Hanoi. I got drafted during that war, but somehow never made it to the winning side's capital. Too bad. Hanoi is a graceful city, dotted with lovely lakes. So one velvet morning, I slipped out of my hotel room, rented a motorcycle, don't tell my wife, and set out to see those lakes. It was a memorable experience. I just learned that one of the locals I encountered that day has become immortal. I'm talking about Cu Tswa, or Great-Grandfather Turtle. He lived for years, maybe centuries, in one of the city's prettiest lakes. He died not long ago, and the government has put his plasticized 360-pound reptile carcass on permanent view. Cu Tswa follows a long line of communist mummy displays. The Soviet Union's Vladimir Lenin, China's Mao Zedong, and of course Vietnam's own Ho Chi Minh. I visited all these preserved corpses and can't wait to see Cu Tswa's. What makes communists, those staunchest of atheists, so eager to give their heroes the gift of eternal life? Maybe it's because all nation-states, especially dictatorships, need heroes to hold themselves together. We revere Washington, Jefferson, Martin Luther King Jr., because they seem to embody what makes us special. Same for Cu Tswa. Legend has it he rose heroically from his lake in the 15th century with a magic sword, which was used to drive out the Chinese occupiers. If that sounds strange, you don't know your Harry Potter. Back to my lake tour. I was really looking for signs of an American hero, John McCain, who I'd heard had parachuted into Cu Tswa's own lake after being shot down in 1967. Turns out McCain landed in a nearby lake. He spent a gruesome 5 years as a POW in Hanoi, then went on to serve as a paragon of courage and conscience in the U.S. Senate. But since his death last year, our president keeps trying to blacken McCain's name, calling him a loser and even a traitor. Ain't gonna work. McCain is to America kind of what Cu Tswa is to Vietnam, a symbol not only of what's good about the country, but also those qualities that endure, the sword with which the generation of tomorrow will chase out the petty, occupying tyrant of today. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.